All right, so here we are. Why don't you introduce everyone before we start?
Are we live?
We're live right now. Boom.
Boom. Live. We are live. I do not know them personally by their names because I just only got one introduction.
Sure.
But
I just walked into this.
Alana,
Amram.
Amram and the Rough Gems.
Rough Gems.
The Rough Gems. Live with Dave and Giggles tonight.
So here we are in the studio, new studio. We got a whole band in here minus drums because Taylor couldn't make it. So we're going to blame Taylor. But it's cool. But we have a whole pack room full of people, and they're gonna do us the songs. Hey, Alana, focus on me. What song are you guys going to do first?
This song is called Cream Sherry.
Do it up.
Okay. One, two, three, one. Cherry, wake in another town. Lean on your shoulder when you're fast asleep. The bus is rolling southbound. I ran with the lonely over concrete worn and cracked. The glitter of the city left a crossroads on my back. My first love lived in Georgia. We drank up the pouring rain.
have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch!
You can't stop it.
I am so happy. Hey.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here.
Look at my cat.
Let's get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that? I got two Tim Tables and a microphone. Where's that?
End of message.
I got two Tim Tables and a microphone. Where's that?
Next message.
I got two Tim Tables and a microphone. Where's that?
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. You gotta talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big. Really
big.
Big.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Amram.
You're saying it wrong. It's pretty simple. Amram.
Amram. Alana Amram.
I answered to many names.
And all the right. Rough Gems.
All right.
You going to turn your mic up?
Yeah. Do it. See me
hey.
A little.
Hey.
I can hear
hi.
You.
Hi. Hi, America.
Is she going to have that echo while she's talking?
Yeah, she's going to have the echo while she's talking because singers like to have
I'm
a little echo.
I'm in the well.
You're in the well.
She'll, yeah. Alana's in the well all the time.
Alana's in the well.
So
all right, go
let's
ahead.
Go. Let's go around. I want to introduce the band. I don't really. I only know Alana, because the other guys. I just kind of. You know. I knew it was you, Alana Amram.
I was the only girl.
I was the only girl. So my focus goes immediately to the girl.
Sure.
But we have a variety of instruments here. We have got a slide guitar, a rhythm guitar. I would call that, or just a guitar.
It's an electric guitar.
Electric guitar. It is electric.
Electrical.
We've got some percussion over here, and then we've got a bass. So let's go with the slide guitar. Why don't you?
That's actually pedal steel.
A pedal steel guitar. And he doesn't have a mic.
But
he doesn't
okay
have a mic.
Watch this.
And he also. Yeah, now you got a mic. And you also, Phil, you threw me for a loop with the harmonica. I wasn't expecting that. And then I was like, oh my God, is it picking up? Is it picking up? Can I hear it? Eventually I could hear it. So that was good.
We're all about surprises.
You are.
On the Amram and the Rough Gems.
It's true.
Phil's in the well, too. Phil fell in the well.
Phil fell in the well.
You guys stay down in the well. We'll stay over here.
All right. So we got
to pass the mic.
Yeah.
Phil's going to pass the mic. So Phil on the pedal steel. All right. He's. I don't know if I can describe this instrument. It's got. It's like two necks of a guitar with a. It almost looks. And he's got like pedals. Hence the pedal steel.
Pedal steel.
Yeah.
Why do you keep harping on the pedal steel?
I'm not harping on it. Get it?
Yeah, I know. That's nice.
So we've got Alana on the electric guitar.
Yes.
Can't peek around this corner.
So we know her.
Yes, Alana. So a little backstory. Me and Alana known each other since we were, what, like 3 years old,
yeah,
4 years old?
Definitely five.
Definitely at least five.
We went to kindergarten together.
Yeah, we went to kindergarten together. We were probably super adorable.
We were.
Super adorable.
You were always nice, too.
Was I?
Yeah. I was
How would you describe
nice.
Me going through school?
You look exactly the same.
Well, thank you.
You look exactly the same. You were always really friendly. Really nice and kind.
Oh, that's very nice.
I think I wrote
nice.
That in your yearbook, too.
Awesome. I would have to go back and look at that.
Thank
that would be
for
sweet.
For being nice to me. Love, Alana.
I wish I did I wish I did more research on this. I would have brought in a yearbook, and we could have went through that. But let's not harp on that so much. Let's focus
Stay
in on what you're doing now, not when you were five.
I heard nostalgia is the lowest form of conversation.
It is. Remember when is the lowest form, I think.
Second
that.
To
Remember
weather.
When? All right, so going around the room.
Can we give him the other mic, not the well mic, or are they all going to be in the well?
There's other mics.
He's got that mic. Yeah, you can use that one.
Who, me?
Well, I think Phil was done talking. But
Phil just speaks Phil through his instrument.
See?
Oh, yeah, see? Phil got out of the well.
Yeah. You can pass that mic around if you don't want to be in the
I
well.
Have two.
Yes. Yeah, if you want to be in the well, you can use that mic.
You want to use two mics along?
Yeah.
I didn't think the introduction would take so long. But it's cool. Totally cool.
Freeform.
All right, sitting down over by the drums, we have Austin.
Hello.
Austin, from what I understand, you're not like a ongoing member of the band. You're kind of like an attachment. Is that kind of what I assume?
Special guest.
Special guest.
I'm a tag along.
Nice. So how is that treating you?
It's kind of nice. It's fun.
Nice.
It's exciting.
So you've also know and have played with John the Doe, right? Who we also have had on the show.
No, that's James.
James.
We haven't met him yet.
We'll get to him in a minute. Cool. So no. You're just sitting over there looking at me like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Perfect.
Before we get to James, I do have an audio note. We get some distortion coming through. More vocals, less bass, less gain. Can we make those
vocals.
Changes?
Whose opinion is that?
Our audio engineer who's not here.
The whole.
He's just trashing us.
He says, man. Good old Rob. It's pretty funny. Sorry, Austin. I'm with you, man. I'm sorry. I just spent 14 hours with my kids. So, like, coming into, like, adult life and microphones and wires, it's a little crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And then James, is it?
It's James.
James. James is still in a well. Everybody's in the freaking well. That's all right. So, James, and you're a bass player.
Yes.
You want to elaborate on that?
I'm playing bass, and I'm singing some harmonies. Just doing what I can.
Can to get along. So, I see you guys have a gig coming up, Joe's Pub. Is it March 7th?
March 7th, yes.
Have you guys played there before?
I've played there recently doing a Fleetwood Mac tribute.
Oh,
and right. I sang a song with incredible musicians. I was really lucky, so I got to go up on stage and sing a song with them. And I chose a Peter Green song.
Nice.
For any fans out there, that's the Blues Mac, the Dirty Mac. So I did that, and it was my first time on the stage there.
Yeah, it's a great place. I will say a shameless plug. If you haven't got somebody to film it, you should hire me because it's a great place to film.
That's great, man.
Or you should just get somebody else to film it. It is a good...
We'll hire you.
I mean, it's the lighting.
We have only a $7,000 budget to videotape it.
I will also say this. I know Lana's working on a documentary or a film.
Yeah.
I will hook you up with my boy sitting right here. Anytime you need a cameraman, this guy's the shit.
That's good.
Giggles is the man. What is the film about?
I'm making it's sort of an experimental film, sort of a documentary, but also it's a documentary about myself also, so it's kind of crossing the lines of subjective documentary, I guess you'd call it. Part of it's animation, part of it's me on locations, and it's about the ultimate thing that it's about is people's personal altars.
So what would you say Alana Amram's altar is?
Music.
Now, I did a little 5-minute backstory on you because, before we get guests in here, I like to Google you.
That's not true.
What are you talking
about?
Go
ahead. That's not true. Go ahead.
So I did a little Googling, and you have some musical parents.
Yes.
You stem from a line of musician parents.
Yes.
I don't remember your father's name or your mother's
David.
Name. David. Well, you know him because you
I
grew
do.
Up with
I grew
the
up
guy.
With the guy.
Yeah.
Would you say, like, if your parents weren't musicians, you wouldn't be a musician?
That's no one has ever asked me that question. So
good
question.
Good question.
Thank you
questions.
For asking me that.
There he is.
No one's ever asked me that. That's a really interesting
No one's
one.
Ever asked
I don't
me
know.
That question?
I was a very strange young person. I talked to animals.
Uh-huh.
I, like... spend a lot of time alone in the woods.
This is getting on a weird path.
Yeah, but I'm being, I was strange. So in that way, I think that definitely the arts were calling me in some capacity. It was very creative.
Well, I think also you and your sister, both of you went into music. So it definitely had, and your brother.
Yeah.
So it definitely had some influence. I mean,
absolutely.
I've been over your house when I was younger a lot, and the amount of instruments around the house. Like, I remember it was like a dearest, your sister's birthday, and we went over, and your dad was kind of like meandering around the house. He wasn't really known. And then all of a sudden, he comes in, like kind of like Hunter S. Thompson, like really creepily in, and sits down at the piano and plays this gigantic happy birthday song. And it was, and everybody picked up an instrument and played Happy Birthday probably for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
I didn't even know the song was actually a minute long.
Yeah.
I always feel very uncomfortable when people just kind of do it straight, you know.
Yeah, and then sound terrible at it.
I pretend like I know what's happening.
It is. Happy Birthday is one of the most awkward songs.
It is.
It's just so contrived. You know? I like that.
I wrote
clapping.
It, but that's another.
You wrote Happy
you wrote
Birthday?
It? Yeah. Nice.
You guys want to, is this the next song we're playing, Happy Birthday?
You guys want to play Happy Birthday? Don't play
Happy
Birthday.
Oh, wait. Hold the phone.
What are you screaming
hold the phone.
For?
It's my nephew's 24th birthday today.
What's his name?
Bradley.
Happy birthday.
That's
you?
Wait, so you're is Bradley?
No, it's Bradley Miser.
Oh, right. That's right.
Happy
birthday.
He's a firefighter. You want to throw a little fire in there?
All right, so let's move into another song. And I'm going to say this.
It was good. It was short-lived. Happy birthday,
Brad. I'm going to say this.
We're only halfway
I am getting
that.
A little bit of... I'm going to say, can you turn down channel 4 a smidge?
And then tell the bass guitar.
And then I want to say to Alana, you don't have to sing right into the to the microphone because
you're
getting
a little
scraggly.
Really good though, so
I'm sure you do.
It smells.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about smell, but just you don't have to sing right on top of it because you did lie about how loud you were going to sing before.
I'm sorry.
So why don't you guys give us another song and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the band rather than Alana and I growing up.
Painted Lady?
Sure.
You guys want to play Painted Lady? Okay. You want to get on guitar on this one too? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Not so. But you want, yeah, just be comfortable. Stay. Okay. This song's called Painted Lady. This is off of our first full-length record, Painted Lady. Okay, ready?
Do we want to stop them or?
What's all happening here? You ready?
One, two, three, four.
Gems.
Painted Beautiful. Lady.
Painted Lady.
Right? Correct?
That is correct.
Good.
That is, I believe. Right?
And then is it Ben, this guy?
It's Phil.
Phil.
Philip Sturck.
Philip Sturck, Alana Austin, and James?
Austin McCutcheon and James Preston. James. Google
Boom.
Them.
Nice.
See?
Google them, America.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. During the beginning of that song, our internet dropped out. Back online, though. We're cool.
It's okay.
Everything's cool.
You can buy the record on iTunes if you like.
That's
what
true.
You
all right,
so where do you go to buy the record?
Just go to iTunes and put in Alana Amram, and then it should come up.
Nice.
If you want, you can go to our website, and I can mail you a copy. And we have a new 7-inch out too. I can mail you a copy of that. And if you order the package, I send all sorts of cool pictures and weird drawings and stuff too.
I like it. Now call me an idiot, but what is a 7-inch? Is that vinyl? Vinyl.
That's it's vinyl.
Vinyl.
It's a vinyl record.
Did you say vinyl?
Vinyl. I wear vinyl pants.
And it's about 7 inches long.
Okay. Or wide. Really? Well, you really can't do the length and the width because it's circular.
Yeah, the width is very thin.
Yeah.
But the length is very long.
See what you call them, giggles?
And there's a very big hole in it.
There is
and
a hole
in
it.
You put it on your record player.
Got it.
It spins around.
So what's the difference between getting a press of a CD and getting a press of a vinyl?
Well, people don't really buy CDs so much anymore. And
it's all online.
People tend to like do their music digitally.
But I mean, when you came in, you gave me a bunch of CDs. So you're still getting CDs.
Yeah, I
kind of
do them because, we press them before the big collapse of the music industry.
It's true. There was one.
But you guys didn't lose a lot of money when that happened.
No, because we didn't have any to begin with.
See,
pretty
there you go.
Strategy, huh?
That's a great strategy.
So, but what's great about the records is I've always collected vinyl records since I was young, and it was because I couldn't afford CDs when I was little. So, like, I just would, you know, pick through my parents' stuff, and then I would go to garage sales, and stuff would be a dollar, and it exposed me to a bunch of classic rock and everything. So I got really into vinyl and records and stuff, and I still have all the records I had when I was a teenager.
No, I gotta go in. One female artist that's dead that you want to like that you could jam out with right now. Who would it be?
Oh, there's so many.
Or let's say dead or alive. Dead or alive, female artist and male artist.
Like,
sorry,
jam
guys.
Jam out with? You mean sing with or just like talk to?
Who would you want to meet? You know, I mean.
I'd like to meet Karen Dalton in her early years.
I have no idea who that is. I apologize.
I'd also like be on tour with the Staple Singers in the 70s.
Okay.
You know, just like hang
like
out.
Like the folky type. You want to go folky? You want to go like?
I mean, I love
the punky
so much
rock.
There's soul and gospel. I love so much different kinds of music that it's hard to say. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to just pigeonhole it into one.
Yeah, that's why I love my record so much. You know, I just get to hang
Who's
out.
The first band you remember listening to when you were a kid and you were like, "That's it"?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yeah, Here Comes the Sun. I would just listen to that song over and over again. And my parents' speakers were messed up on their turntable, so I could only kind of hear it coming through the needle. And I would listen to it and over and over. Put your ear down to the needle. Yeah, I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That is awesome.
Let me put that question around to the gentleman in the room as well, because we have three dudes, one girl, just for
it's
our
true.
Listeners at home to get a paint a picture of what's happening here. We'll start with this guy over here. What do you...
Phil.
Giggles gets a notepad.
Usually I have a notepad, but I came a little underprepared.
All right.
Phil. So, Phil, let me ask you this question. Who do you want to jam out with? Who do you want to meet, dead or alive? And you can have two. There can be two. You can have two.
Does it have to be a musician?
No, it could be anybody.
I don't know. I've never really thought about it before.
Come on, Phil. You're on the spot.
You know, there's all kinds of things. I would say one person that I would that I think that let's see, who would I want to meet? I'm gonna pass it and think about it again.
All right. We'll get back
pass
to Phil.
Can I just throw in Cleopatra?
No, you can't. It's too late.
Okay. Cleopatra would be kind of
passing
cool.
Over to Austin.
I'm in the well now.
You're in the
well.
You have a mic, actually, right in front of you, too.
She gave me another one.
There you go.
I'm not in the well, and I am. I don't know. We were talking about Harry Nilsson earlier. He's pretty fucking rad.
Harry Nilsson's pretty fantastic.
A good guy to hang play music with.
That documentary was just, I mean, I watched it recently, and I'm still blown away. You know, like, just the amount of, like, respect he got in the musical community. And then really not too much in, like, the pop culture world. I mean, he did for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
But not as much as, you know, the musical community gave him.
Yeah, I rewatched it. I watched it when it first came out, and then I rewatched it maybe a week ago or a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
It is. I mean, Nilsson Schmilsson is phenomenal.
Yeah. And he's great.
All right, passing it over to James over there. I can't see James, but there he is. There you are.
Peekaboo.
Around the corner on me. But he is kind of like my audio guy over in the corner, which I kind of like. I appreciate it. Thank you, James.
I've been tweaking the knobs.
Yes, thank you.
I guess I've been listening to a lot of Gene Clark recently, so I feel like I would enjoy hanging out with him, playing some music with him. I feel like he'd have a lot of good stories about just doing really well and then just getting totally screwed by the music industry.
That's so many stories, you know? So many stories of everyone getting screwed.
Did you guys ever listen to Dan Fogelberg? That seems pretty much the only folk artist I know.
You got no microphone. You got to be back in the well.
She's so mad at me that she's
just like.
How do you
get into Fogelberg?
We had a neighbor. How do you get into Fogelberg?
No, he's from Florida.
So I had this
he's
neighbor.
He's the king of the dollar bin.
Growing up, who had these outdoor speakers, and in the evening, he would, you know, he's kind of a hippie guy, and he would play this. He had a huge record collection. And also a huge beer collection of beer cans from around
Florida
the world.
Florida's so batshit crazy.
So he had all these records, but I just remember him playing like Dan Fogelberg all the time. And so I was like, who are you playing? He's like, it's Dan Fogelberg. Hey, take a look. And so I went to a thrift store a couple years later, and I found a...
Turn channel 2 up. Keep going.
So I found a couple of his records, and I gave them to him. But that's the only really folk person I'm pretty, you know, familiar with. I know John Prine.
Yeah,
I'm just name dropping right now.
I know you're just name dropping.
Like
I love
Prime.
It though.
You guys big
it.
Fans of Martin Sexton at all? Are you into the Martin Sexton?
Years ago.
He's good. He's good live. It's really the only.
I'm a big Martin Scorsese fan.
All right,
I'm going to ask you this
question.
We opened
for him once.
Who is the best director at scoring their films?
Oh, good question.
Good question.
Not
right?
A good question.
I love Fassbender. I mean, not Fassbender, Werner Herzog's movies.
Herzog?
I love his.
Strange girl.
Yeah, I love his movies, but I love his soundtracks because they're totally just
strange.
Like intense and like freak you out, like in the movies. Freak
he
you
is
out
a
too.
Strange man.
Yeah. Sergio Leone. Yeah, Sergio Leone is like one of the great dudes, but like all those early, like. Spaghetti.
I mean, Scorsese's got a good
repertoire. Great.
Wes Anderson, I'm always a big fan
yeah,
of.
Yeah, he's got some good jams in there.
Cameron Crowe, I'm a huge fan of.
What's he? Did he make The Crow?
He made Almost Famous.
That was really popular in our high school, though. That
Which
movie.
One?
Remember The Crow?
The Crow? Oh, yeah.
I never
he
saw
died.
It, but that was very
I think it was popular all over. We just kind of like took it to the extreme where everyone started painting their eyes.
Yeah, everyone was painting. There's a gothic
freaking
movement
goth kids.
In our high school.
There really was. I'm glad we never got really a part of that. Yeah. But. You know, whatever. Let them have their little thing.
You guys done taking your trip down nostalgia lane?
Nostalgia lane.
All right, so you guys are musicians. What is your day job? Or you guys just make money strictly music? I had a
nobody's
question.
Talking.
So nobody's
we,
talking.
We just make, well, basically, we just got off of an airplane from Japan, so we've just been working like day and night.
How's Japan treat you?
It was great, but, you know, we didn't even get to see it. We just played, and we're in and out of there. And so we're just playing music and making money that way.
So tell us a little bit about you guys went to Japan?
No.
But,
no, we all have day jobs and stuff, too, but, you know.
It's lots of bitches.
It's a drag.
Yeah, it is a drag.
We're not at them right now.
So as far as I know, we'll get one more thing, and then we'll get into another song. But, so Alana.
Yes.
I you know what, like, as far as, like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Then MySpace. And then even back to like Friendster. Remember Friendster? Like we've always been friends on those things. So I kept track of like what you were up to. And like when
Stalker.
I tune into you, you'd be like playing punk. And then I tune into you again, you'd be with your sister and playing like super folk.
Yeah.
And now you're playing, you kind of have this like country twang. Where did that come from and how did you meet the guys?
Everything is all connected because I still do all those things too.
Nice.
And I kind of like do a little bit of everything. I play bass in different rock bands and punk rock bands and stuff like whenever that can happen because I love playing bass. And so these guys, I've been playing with Phil for I think it's going to be 6 years in March.
It's a long time.
It's our 6-year anniversary in
That's
March
adorable.
Of playing music together, which is pretty amazing. And James, it's probably been like 3-4 years, something?
Yeah.
Me and Austin made friends, I think, last year and just kind of started singing together and have like stayed friends and just been singing. And then, so we've all been doing this. This band, this music that we've been writing together has been like good solid couple years in the making, and it's taken, you know, big leaps and bounds and changing, and like even in our set it'll start kind of very mellow and folky, and then we kind of have a psychedelic freak out, and then that wears off, and then we relax, and then we'll do some duets and stuff. I kind of like to that's just the way I musically, I kind of just try to express myself, and I have a very wide range of emotions.
Very nice.
One last question before we get into the next song, because I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget. If you guys could play anywhere, any venue, where would it be?
Madison Square Garden.
I think that's the only answer, really. I mean, that's the biggest place to play, right? Is that true?
Actually, no. Wait. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, in stature.
Yeah, no, yeah, Yankee Stadium.
But
Old Shea Stadium.
Old Shea? Old Shea. Screw City Field.
But do you guys want to play, like, I mean, that, you know, I could be totally wrong, but isn't that, that might not be the type of venue for your kind of music.
I don't know, Neil Young plays there, or just like him and his guitar.
I mean, I'm not downplaying you at all. You know,
we're great.
He does.
The Beacon Theater? Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'd love to play the Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl.
I hear it's got Beacon good acoustics. Theater.
Yeah, I'd actually like to play the Acropolis.
A lot of people talking without microphones.
Yeah, not really the acoustics coming from James.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they can hear.
I want to open for Yanni.
You know, I will say this. I've seen Yanni in concert.
You've seen Yanni?
It was spectacular.
Wow.
It was a dancing women.
Yeah.
Like
throwing panties.
Dancing men, too.
Violin, you know, it's all spectacle. But, you know, it was, my dad was into
Yanni's
a lot of
Yanni's a powerful
music.
Act.
Yeah,
powerful artist.
Powerful.
I'd love to play the White House. One of
the
you're
White
not
House,
on mic.
Yeah.
You're not on mic.
There's a mic on the floor somewhere that I know you can pick up.
It's very intimate in here, so you feel like I can't hear you, but I know that the listeners.
I know you're talking.
I'll hold the mic.
There we go.
There
it
is. There he is.
This is gold. So gold. We don't want to miss any of this.
That's it, though. That's all you have to say. All right. So you guys are looking around the room, wondering what to play. Oh, talking to the microphone.
I think we're going to do a duet. This is a George Jones, Tammy Wynette duet.
No, it's all right.
Austin and I just did for a Valentine's Day show. And it's kind of the first line of it is yearning to be with the one I can't agree with. And if that's not just like the perfect
country song.
Country song. I don't know.
I'm going to give us some mood lighting while we're at it. I mean, the people at home won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
But
it'll
will.
Sound better.
Yeah.
It'll sound,
it'll sound much better. All right, Alana Amram and the Rough Gems.
Yearning to be with the one I can't agree with. Yearning to hear you call my name. Oh, darling, how I miss you. I wish that we could make amends, sweetheart.
Beautiful. Lana Amram and the Rough Gems. What's the name of that song again?
Yearning.
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 Straight up yearning.
I will say.
Straight up yearning.
Straight up yearning.
Now that you guys are bringing it back to the George Jones and the Tammy Wynette, I did, growing up, a little personal story here, watch a lot of Lawrence Welk with my grandmother. So I don't know if this is you guys or not, but do you guys ever get some of this music from Lawrence Welk watching them on? Is this,
I'm going to start
barking up the
Lawrence
wrong tree here?
No, I've watched some Lawrence Welk and I enjoy it.
It's quality.
Phil's,
you know,
from the Midwest. Okay. So I think Lawrence Welk was even more popular in the land where everyone plays accordion.
Old people love it.
Austin's from the Midwest too. Or is it the Southwest? Mid South. Midwest. Mid Southwest.
Southwest of that microphone.
Missouri.
There it is.
Missouri.
You're Southwest.
Missouri.
Of the microphone.
Missouri.
Like
so you do have, I know he said that you have a gig coming up in March, but you also have one in February. February 27th, I believe.
At the Way Station.
Which is my mom's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. We'll play Happy Birthday, the song I wrote there.
Play that song that you wrote
and,
there. So at the Way Station, who else are you guys playing with that night?
What did you say?
Who else are you guys playing with?
We're playing with Kelly Scar, a friend of mine who I love very much and is an incredible musician.
Tell Kelly to call me because we've been talking a little bit and then she kind of fell off the face of the earth.
I will.
And she keeps saying that she'll come on and then I haven't talked to her in a while. So just tell her it's legit. You know?
I will.
Yeah.
I will. I'll put in a little word.
Put in a little word.
It was on the radio show, so it's definitely legit.
Definitely.
You got called out, Kelly.
No pressure, Kelly.
No pressure.
Call in the radio show if you're listening.
You could call in, actually. 646-915-9228. I kind of been steering away from that, but
sorry.
You totally can call in.
646-915-9228. I will say I do listen to a lot of FM radio. I'm still a fan of it. I've got an old school boombox, and I listen to radio. And I found on the street, but it's so awesome because it's like from 85, 88, maybe something like that. But it's got RCA inputs, so you can plug your iPod or your iPad or your computer or whatever into it and have like some awesome speakers. It's classic.
Classic.
But I will say when when somebody says, "Oh, call in right now," I'll call in and try to win something. And I've only won like two or three times. But I still get, you know, if I'm driving or if I'm at home, I don't know where I'm going.
Win?
I won tickets to, is it Michael Helfgott or Daniel Helfgott? The guy that, the piano player that's autistic.
The guy they made a movie about.
The guy that made a movie back with Jeffrey Rush.
Shine.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was awesome. Me and Ayub went there and saw him.
An old producer. Shine. If you never saw Shine, you guys should watch Shine. Austin's looking at me like, yeah, I've seen Shine.
That's a song.
I don't know what Atlanta's talking
like
about.
Shine! Like a new metal song, isn't it? Like Shine.
A new metal. Yes, new metal song.
Whoa, Shine!
I love it. Sing
we
it
know
out.
That. We could do that one now. Okay.
Have you guys seen the Collective Soul Cat video?
No.
It's
<haven't>.
Wait. Whoa,
that's Shine. Yeah, that's Shine.
Shine.
It's like
that's
it's like, there's like a there's
do
a
it.
Cat video and it's like dan and
meow.
So it's
I think I
want to
start an artist collective called the Collective Soul.
You should.
You think
should.
Would you guys join it?
Well, we what will. Do we do at this Collective Soul?
We just go no yeah.
That's all we do. Yeah. We sit around and do that over and
on
over
like
again.
On like a Facebook Skype group.
Nice. So we just get as many people as we can doing that. We could probably get, if we do that.
We could do a Kickstarter.
Google, or I mean the Guinness Book of World Records, the most amount of people singing that song
Collective
at once.
Collective Soul, solo section.
Phil's really shaking his head on this one. He wants nothing to
Phil
do with
Phil wants to
it.
Be somewhere else right now.
Phil's practicing his licks in his mind right now. It's a hard instrument.
All right, so
he's transposing everything.
I'm going to get into something that might be a sore subject to the band. But
yes.
As far as I know, Alana's moving to L.A.
Yes.
How is that going to – do they not know?
No, they know.
So what's going to happen with the band?
They're going to come.
You're gonna make them.
They
come.
Don't know about that yet, though. But I'm going to start a Kickstarter right now. To get the money. No, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out still, you know.
What made you decide to go to L.A.?
I don't know. I just need to chill out for a second.
And it's not the place to chill out. It's traffic.
I want to surf, and I want to just like sit in the desert.
Just crushing our dreams.
So
go to LA.
What is like the biggest thing besides the surfing and besides the sitting in the desert that enticed you to say, I'm going to L.A., and this is going to be me now?
I want to be a star.
All right, so you think L.A. is a place
yes.
to be a star?
I can break into film and television and movies and singing and dancing.
So you want a variety show. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Alana Amran on the variety show.
Yes.
I'd watch that show.
The Rough Gems. James looks like a dancer. He could probably bust a few moves.
That's why we're all going out there.
I don't know when it's going to happen or if it'll happen. I'm still mulling it over.
I tell you what, it's good to dream. You know, it's always nice to have a goal in sight and just dream about it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Isn't that right, Austin?
That's right.
Thank you.
Always the goal in sight.
Always the goal.
But it's good to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in the moment.
We are
in
the
moment. You notice that a lot of these inspirational phrases contradict one another.
Yeah.
Like stay in the moment, but keep your eye on the prize.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, don't look ahead, but don't look back.
1 foot in the present, one foot in the past.
Yeah.
Then you fall in the hole.
Footsteps in the sand.
Sure. Oh, the footsteps in the sand.
Yeah, that was above everyone's bathroom in the town we grew up in.
Oh, God, it was so in everyone's bathroom.
You know what's really big now, though, is flip-flop art.
Tell me about flip-flop art.
Like, if you ever go into someone's bathroom and there's, like, there's lots of flip-flop artwork, like a picture of a flip-flop and a soap dispenser that's made out of a flip-flop. You're from Florida. You know about this.
I am. No, but I've never
seen
this.
You've never seen it?
I've
never seen
very
this.
Very popular, storming America right now. Foot worship, fetish foot worship of flip-flops.
Really?
Across America. Keep your eyes open. You're going to see it.
I'm not a big fan of feet, personally.
Well,
I did have a...
I don't know. Well, I'm not the American public. Has spoken.
they love feet.
Yeah. I will tell our listeners the lights have gone down like maybe 4 dBs or kilowatts or something, and it's really dark.
It's
nice.
The 50 Shades of Grey.
What do you think about the lighting in here?
It's good.
Phil's in the dark. I cannot see Phil at all.
No, Phil's a little
I feel
in the
like
dark.
I can let loose, you know?
I designed the lighting in here.
Austin and James have the best lighting on them. Well,
they do look good.
Everybody looks good except Phil. Sorry,
yeah.
Phil.
Phil's
but
in
you
the
were
dark.
Just in the dark.
I got to fix this, I think, but not tonight.
You guys have any cutting questions?
Sure.
Let's
ask a cutting question.
Awesome.
So you guys been on the road a lot? Right?
Yes, not as much as we'd like to.
But you have been on the road.
Yes.
You want me to give you a cutting question?
Yes, cut it.
What about love on the road?
Love on the road?
Love on the road.
Meeting love, finding love on the road?
You're like pointing out people. Give me a good on the road story that's really.
With this band?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always had a boyfriend whenever I was in this band.
And now you don't?
No.
Single.
What happened?
You don't. That's
cutting
that's
question.
A cutting question.
That's a cutting question. You told me to ask it, so I'm going
to
ask.
Well, she told you to ask it because there was
a
dead
story.
Silence
How
with the radio.
How much time do we have?
We got all the time you want. We'll sit here all night if you want.
But no, love
Except
on the road.
Three,
strange.
We have to get
I mean,
cars off the road.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's handsome men and women everywhere you go, even in this room.
So give me a good on the road story.
On the road story.
Yeah. Phil wants to tell one. I can see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
He's shaking his head.
Phil could tell one probably better than I could. Should we tell the story of the senior citizen swing band? What state were we in? Yeah, no, I want to talk about this. We showed up. I booked this show in Omaha, Nebraska.
All right.
We showed up, and I booked it through the internet, and then we get there, and I'm like, when do we play? I don't know where is the place we pull in. It's called the Urban Lounge, you know?
Oh, that sounds
It's a martini bar.
Sexy.
So we show up, and there's a senior citizen swing band playing before us.
Oh, God.
With those, like, pedestal things that, like, they're sitting behind. They're doing, like, Kwando and all those other... some big band stuff, and I was like, oh shit,
wow,
we're next. And so I went to go move the van, and there was like this car backing, my brother was on tour this playing drums, and there's a car backing up into us. This guy had like 35 martinis and was like driving. He was probably 70 or something, and his license plate said Jazz Liver. So Jazz Liver fucking backed into our van.
Oh, no.
Like 70 miles an hour. And, you know, we're from New York, so we don't give a shit if somebody hits your bumper. You just kind of laugh. And we had a big old, you know, E350 Ford, giant Econoline van. So we're like, well, we're just laughing because we're like, Jazz Liver's wasted and just, like, totaled his, he just totaled his, like, weird car. And then we played, cleared the room.
Everybody left.
Yeah, everybody left, but we ended up staying with this kind of strange gay man, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and he was standing over me, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I had to get my gun, because it was next to me, and he didn't want me to grab it by accident while I was sleeping.
Where did you meet the said gay man?
He owned the club and, like, put us up, because we had no place to
so
stay.
So in the middle of the night, he gets up, and you wake up, and you see
him
wandering around.
He was just standing over me.
And I got to get my gun.
Yeah, and he was just like, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting my gun because it was just next to you, and I wanted to make, you know, I didn't want to leave it next to you. And I was like, good thing in case I thought my phone was ringing or something. You know.
Grab a gun, shoot it.
Whoops.
Oh God, that's not funny. Yeah. That's not funny.
So which city was that in? What were you? Where were you?
Omaha, Nebraska.
All right, tell me where this kind of music plays the best.
That's a good question. We have a good time in Austin. We have a good time in L.A. We've had a good time. Where's it? Shreveport? We played some great house shows.
Louisiana. Huh.
In the South, we tend to have a good time. We've also had a great time in Ithaca, New York. We've played up there and
it's
had
a great,
some great,
great
shows.
City.
Great, great town.
And, Ithaca.
Chicago, we had a great show. Brooklyn. Long Island City, we've destroyed.
Destroyed it.
Destroyed.
Just destroyed. Yeah. We're keeping
upstate
Phil up.
New York, Putnam Valley, New York. Totally.
Putnam Valley? Where'd you play up
in
Putnam Valley? Tell
the
me.
Arts Council.
The Arts Council.
The 4-H Fair, we've played the Putnam County 4-H Fair 3 years in a row. Destroyed it.
Destroyed.
There was a riot. The animals got loose while we were playing.
But
our set was interrupted by an animal parade. So we had to stop playing. I hope so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you guys play another song. Although I love hearing about pointing at things on the ground.
We're going to do a Blaze Foley song.
What's
this is Austin McCutcheon singing. Cold, Cold World.
Lon Amram and the Rough Gems.
Well, I've tried for a long time to think I can't win. I would do it all better if I could do it again. Wherever I'm going, the same place I've been. Ain't it a cold, cold world? Outside was hot, but inside I was cold. The eyes of the young met the eyes of the old. And what they were thinking I'll never be told. Ain't it a cold, cold world? Then an old lady asked me about the true daylight time. I said it don't matter, she said I don't mind. Then the bus driver said you still owe me a dime. Ain't it a cold, cold world? Get no job, I can't get no rest. I started out east, but I ended up west. I'm so glad to be here, I'm sure you Ain't it a cold, cold world?
Well, I might have to leave you, I think that's what she said. I wish I could sleep instead of tossing in bed. I can find myself thinking I'd be better off dead. Ain't it a cold, cold world? Ain't it a cold, cold world?
Cold, cold world. Alana Amram and the Rough Gems.
With a beautiful guy. Solo by Austin McCutcheon. Is that, did I say that right?
Yep.
McCutcheon.
Nice.
What is it?
McCutcheon.
Is that German?
English, Irish.
English, McCutcheon, yeah. I don't know why that would be German. I almost said Finnish or Norwegian, but that didn't.
I was thinking Scottish, but.
McCutcheon.
Totally cool. All right, we got about 10 minutes left. What I'd like to do in the next 10 minutes is talk a little bit.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about, with all you guys and, you know, extras and all these people that you bring in. I know there's Taylor who's usually here every once in a while. I want to talk about writing. Like, how do you guys write songs? Like, who comes up with the songs? Then later, and this is what I want you to think about. A song we can all sing along to as we go out.
Even okay. Giggles.
Even Giggles.
Something I might know. We've maybe some Fogelberg.
Fogelberg.
No Fogelberg.
Straight up.
Put that in the back of your mind.
So
for
writing.
A minute.
Basically, I write most of the stuff that, except for the exception of the covers that we've been doing, I write most of the stuff, but these guys arrange it. Come up with all their.
So what do? You write a song and then you come in and you go, like, hey guys, all right, I got this song.
I wrote some lyrics and these guys come up with all the different parts and everything.
Passing it over to Phil.
Phil before he falls asleep.
He is in the dark. You gotta give him that.
What Alana said is very true. She writes songs and she brings it to us and we try to make them come alive just a little, make them sparkle a little bit, I guess.
Is there any like Alana being like, you? If you bring a song in, Alana's like, not gonna happen. Not on my watch. You're not bringing a song in here.
I don't think I've ever brought a song in.
I want
her,
you to.
Because her songs are just so good.
Well, that was very nice. But I do think that if you brought one in, she might turn into someone and she might cut your head off. Like, no other songs in my house.
Yeah, she's pretty ruthless.
She is ruthless. Sitting in that camping chair over there.
James?
I'm actually really supportive.
Has there ever been a time where you guys, you know, thought you were going to break up? Were you guys like, I can't do this
Phil
anymore.
And I have broken up like 400 times on the side of a highway, crying,
nice.
Screaming at each other.
Tell us about that story.
Phil, I've spoken enough. He's got nothing to say. We're still working it out.
He's got a whole lot of nothing to say.
We're in therapy.
Deep cutting questions.
It's going good. What about you, James? We ever broke up?
Oh, we're doing pretty well.
No, we've been going
on.
We've been doing good.
We stuck.
Separate bedrooms is the trick.
At all.
I got a good look at James. James looking good over there.
He is looking
lighting.
Good.
Red flannel. Curly hair. Like, you guys got, there's two of you. I don't know if Phil's got a hat on, but there's two. Well, that's straight. Yeah.
People ask if Alana and I are siblings all the time.
Do they really?
We get that.
When your brother's out, does they like?
That's even worse, like, because he has really, really curly hair, too.
Yeah, he does.
So it's just a world of curls happening. And then Phil.
World of curls. I
world
like
of
that.
Curls. Yeah, like I should go with that.
World of curls. I've got curly hair as well, but I buzzed it the other day because I got kind of
me too
tired of it.
No, you didn't. You have a lot of hair. You did not buzz it. So, as far as where can they go to check your stuff out?
www.alanaamram.com.
I love it.
Or iTunes or Facebook and all that shit.
And then Austin.
Or the Way Station.
The Way Station. Yes, March or February 27th, The Way Station. Yes.
And then Joe's Pub, March 7th, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I will say this. If somebody calls in right now, we will give away a CD.
Yep.
Even if they already have it, they can give it away as a gift. 646-915-9228. Caller, you have you be the first caller. We're going to give you away a CD.
Austin, what's your website? It's Austin.
AustinMcCutcheon.com.
How do you spell the McCutcheon?
AustinMcCutcheon.
There you go. AustinMcCutcheon.
McCutcheon.com. All right, the phones are ringing off the hooks. We're going to have to... we're going to have to...
They just bombed out because there's
so many callers. Our lines are...
That's nice. All right, so on that note...
That has nothing to do with how popular you guys are.
It's true.
People are afraid to call
in. On that note, I'd like to go out with a song. What would you guys like to play?
This song's called Motorbike. This is our new 7-inch.
Nice.
You guys can get in on the tambourine if you want.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. I'll get in on it.
Oh, shit.
Good catch. I didn't even see that.
After the fire, my heart was black, and cinders turned to ash. It rained for a long, long time, left a muddy trail from my foot track. The streets are like cocaine, and I can't get enough. I feel no different. I've run out of love. Glimmer in my mind, get on my motorbike and ride. Rolled up the highways and memories passed with the wind. Sun shined on my back. Road lines blurred and bridges curved, and the tall trees welcome me back. Wide and winding, I've got nowhere to go. The mountains call me back to my valley home.
Phil, Alana, Austin, James. It was a pleasure having you on our show.
Yeah.
I hope you had a lot of fun. I will ask this question to Alana. You talked about you went on a big like radio tour where you did a lot of radio shows. Just tell me that mine was better, and then we'll call it a day.
It was.
There
the
we
best.
Go. Fantastic.
Best time ever. Thanks the for best. Handing me the tambourine. I really didn't know if that was a tambourine.
It probably wasn't
song.
The best
so
idea.
So sorry, I'm no. yeah. your computer, but
no, I got it though. Right in time. For some reason, I felt it.
You did. That was. It made the song more powerful.
I was looking at you.
That was Amram's in the house, right? That's
yeah.
how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Not a lot's changed, my friend.
Nope. Not at all.
So February 28th.
February 27th.
27th, excuse me. 27th.
I don't know.
Notepad.
Notepad. He needs a notepad. He doesn't remember well. He's from crazy, batshit crazy Florida.
Florida. Southwest Florida.
Southwest. I will also say that I was getting texts from a bunch of people, but one in particular who says they want your album.
Oh, great.
Andy Rath.
Oh.
There you go. I told him to call in. He's pussing out. So
he's out in LA.
He's out in LA.
Right
when you go to LA, let me know. I'll hook you up with him. You could totally hang out with him.
Don't awesome. Look him up. Don't
yeah,
look him
you
up.
Should.
We'll be friends.
He's, yeah.
I have a friend.
You have a friend.
In California.
You have a friend.
I really appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah, it's good.
Man, it's
you're
good to
welcome.
See you.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. You're welcome to come back anytime you're in the area. Since we just moved in here, it'll be a little bit more smoother next time. But I think we did all right. We did
amazing.
All right.
On our notes.
On
and
our
James,
notes.
If you ever want to come in and help us do sound, that's we'd appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did good over there, James.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Highly.
Yeah, I'll give you guys my info.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll
nice. Trade cards.
Give it to everyone in America.
Everyone in America. 350 million of you. All right. Beautiful. That was Alana Amram and the Rough Gems.
Who's calling,
I,
who's
nobody.
Calling you right now?
Nobody.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Good show.
Good show. Thank you again. You guys are just
I like
that
we're,
we're
telling
you.
We're like, good show, guys. No, really. Good show.
Nice. All right. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good
right
night.
Here.
Give your website one more time before we go.
Oh, AlanaAmram.com, AustinMcCutcheon.com, PhilipStirk.com, JamesPreston.com.
Everybody's got
Alana
their own websites.
And the Rough
wow.
Gems.
Dave and Giggles.
Blogspot.
Blogspot.com. Good night, all.